Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Well, how could I not come on a show aligned with my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy? So any time that I can spend with the happy hour was certainly synergistic and supplemental to the efforts that I'm putting into the world to help create an abundant mindset, heartset, and handset to make people happy.
And I love that. And we're going to talk about the 1 billion number. So I'm glad you brought that up. I have hot conversations with my guests, HOT, which stands for Honest, Open, and Transparent. So in the name of transparency, I need to tell this to our audience. Dave and I have just met right now. You're seeing this. But we were supposed to meet 10 days ago. That was the original interview. But Murphy's Law was in full swing. And four, technology-wise, I mean, four things had to go wrong simultaneously for the interview not to happen. And they did. So, you know, I'm the happiness doctor, but I wasn't very happy when that happened because, you know, both David and I are in the waiting room waiting and waiting. And, you know, sometimes things just don't work out. And, you know, I'm talking to the crew. I'm like, listen, this is David Meltzer. Do you know how hard it is to get this guy? We may not even, who knows if we're going to get him for season one. And this is what happened. Because the value of a human being is not when the bright lights are on and we're on stage, right? And we're performing. It's what happens behind the scenes that nobody really knows. So behind the scenes, even though we all panicked and they were very apologetic, you know, to Nick and obviously to you, David, and I'm like, guys, I don't even know when we're going to see him again. And he booked it within a week. So I personally want to thank you, David, for your generosity of spirit and your kindness for second chances. And I want to talk about second chances in life. You've been to the mountaintop repeatedly, but it hasn't always been a smooth ride. So can you tell us a little bit about your story in essence? Because it's a remarkable story.
Yeah, you know, my story is of three worlds, of divine direction, divine detour, and divine timing. I was born in the world of not enough. Like many people, I thought I was a victim. I was born into a family, a tremendous family, but I had a single mom. My dad left when I was five. My mom was a second grade teacher who, when we got home from school, packed our dinners into a paper bag and drove us around to convenience stores, filling up greeting cards just so we could eat, and somehow still utilized our food stamps to buy pencils for her second grade class. And I loved my childhood, but I definitely was a victim. Every time there was a problem, it was only one type of problem, a financial one. Mm-hmm. That was the only type of problem we could overcome. And so at a very young age, I lived in the world of not enough. And I decided that I was going to have enough so I could buy my mom anything that she wanted, a house, a car, whatever she desired, since that was the only time I'd catch my mom crying because of the dishwasher or the car or not being able to go to summer camp or all the other things that face so many people today economically. And so I learned work ethic from my mom. I have a saying still today. My mom's 81. I tell my mom all the time, you know, mom, yeah, I call her every day, by the way, and I tell her that I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I love and appreciate her. But I also tell her that I don't listen to her. And I said, I've never listened to you and I don't listen to you, but I watch you.
Oh, wow.
And I get choked up because thank God I watched her. And
you know, David, that speaks to my heart because my favorite saying in the world is Ralph Waldo Emerson years ago, obviously said the following. He said, your actions speak so loudly, I cannot hear a word you're saying. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what you're doing with your mom. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so I learned to enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of my own potential for other people. And I ended up going to law school, not listening to my mom. I took a job in the internet instead of being a real lawyer. She actually made me take the bar because she told me I took a job in the internet. She told me the internet was a fad and it would never last in 1992. So I didn't listen to her. But I ended up being a millionaire 9 months out of law school. And then 3 years later, we exited for $3.4 billion. I tell people that I entered a world of just enough for me as an optimist. Everything was for me when I had divine detours in my life. I looked at it as for me. No longer was I a victim and, you know, wanting to have things I didn't have. But for me, that was a disappointment because I ended up getting everything that I wanted. And I thought that money was the reason that I got everything that I wanted. But like everyone else, as I was worth over $100 million with three daughters, healthy and happy under 10. And I married my dream girl that I met in the fourth grade and didn't even like me until I was 26. I had everything I could dream of. And if I didn't have it, I'd buy it. I said, I bought things I didn't need to impress people I didn't like. Wow. That was the world of just enough. But like I said, the divine detour.
Can you explain what that is to our folks? What do you mean when you say divine detour? What does that mean exactly? Yeah.
Well, life happens and outcomes occur that we don't understand or know or we don't want. So most people see those outcomes as punishment. So when I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt, when I had to walk to my mom's house to tell her I was bankrupt, but not only bankrupt, but the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy her that house. I did not take my name off of her title. So I lost her house in my bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
And she had to move. That is a divine detour because at the time, I even told my mom, why am I being punished? I've done everything for you. All I wanted to do was help people. Why am I being punished? Why me? You know, and I said, I can't even believe in God. Why would he do this to me? And my mom said, oh, son, wasn't even upset she had to move. She said, son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. And that divine detour. Ouch. Yeah, that divine
detour. You listened to your mom then, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that divine detour given by my mom, my dad, my best friend, and most importantly, my wife, that were the only four people brave enough to tell me the truth, led me over the last 16 years to not only make more money than I ever have, but to help more people than I ever have, and to have more happiness than I've ever had. I went from living in the world of not enough to the world of just enough, and now I live in the world of more than enough, of everything for everyone, where everything comes through me for a reason and a purpose, greater than the pain, greater than the divine detours, creating a divine direction and divine time to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and this to me, I've read that over and over again, and I've been replaying it in my mind, those three sentences, and it resonates so much with me, David. Of course, being Greek, I have maybe a different order a little bit. I'm like, have a lot of fun, help a lot of people, and then make a lot of money.
Well, this is common, but I will tell you this from experience. All the religious, philosophical, theoretical, scientific texts, they actually say the more you give, the more you're given.
Right.
And in order to give more, you have to receive more. In order to receive more, you have to ask for more. So for me, I purposefully, because I grew up like you, I like to have a lot of fun, help a lot of people and make a lot of money. But I have found that if you make a lot of money first, it's a lot easier to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun.
That's true. You know who taught me that, David? I mean, I was young, maybe 30, 35 years ago. It was the first time I ever heard Anthony Robbins say that the more money you make, the more people you help. And, you know, when we're growing up, I came to this country as a 10-year-old from Greece with my family. You know, we didn't have much, but we had a lot of love, and a lot of tenderness, actually, in our family. But the relationship with money growing up, I remember exactly what you're talking about. My mom and dad looking at their checkbook at the kitchen table and just scrambling to make ends meet and to raise my brother and I. And money was always so tight. I remember that the stress that you're talking about, your mom, I've experienced that firsthand, like seeing the worry in my mom's face or my dad being kind of like upset about it and trying to make ends meet, which wasn't easy, believe me. So the relationship with money, it was when Anthony Robbins said, the more money you make, the more people you can help, a light bulb went on. So it's exactly what you're talking about. Help a lot of people, but you have to have that as well. So true.
Yeah. Money allows you to shop. And if you shop for the right things, for the right reasons, like helping people for the right reasons, then money will buy you happiness. If you shop for the wrong things, for the wrong reasons, it will bring you an amplified dis-ease compared to the ease that money can create. As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me as someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings. I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook. Imagine starting a small business. Your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast.
David, that number, 1 billion people, that's the other thing that I got from you. It's like, man, I really want to talk to this man. That is a lofty goal, I might add. Tell me about that vision that you have to help to empower over 1 billion people to find happiness, because that obviously resonates with me. You know, that's happiness been part and parcel of my whole life, actually. How, first of all, what is it? What's your plan and how we can help?
Oh, perfect. Thank you for asking. For me, and I want to stress, you said over a billion, because I never want to limit myself. I want to let other people know that you will never overachieve your own self-image. So what we do...
Say that again. That's powerful. You got to repeat that. Say that again slowly.
You will never overachieve your own self-image. And it is what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe about ourselves that will align with where we want to be or better. And so for me, my mission of over a billion people, I'm not going to limit myself to a billion, but the way that I'm going to get there is I'm going to empower 1,000 people like you and many others who I know in your lifetime have a capability of empowering 1,000 other people to empower another 1,000 people. And so I know my calling is to empower 1,000 people like you, to empower the 1,000, 1,000 times a 1,000 is a million times a 1,000 is a billion. Mm-hmm. And I know one particle of light can overcome a million particles of darkness. And if I can liberate you to have more particles of light, to liberate others, to have more particles of light, that we can change the world together in divine time. And that collective consciousness of happiness is one that I think is much needed today. Too many people live in this energy gap between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. So I teach people, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? You don't have to go get it. Stop trying to get what's missing, what you don't have, what other people want for you. It already exists. You already are and believe in something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. So stay protected, promoted, and loved by the omniscient, all-powerful, infinite system, unified together in abundance.
How do you get people to believe that? I believe that. I believe that it's, and it comes natural too. I don't have to try to believe that. That's been part of my life. But how do you get people who doubt themselves, who have grown up, you know, with a very powerful inner critic? So you say that, it sounds great in theory, but in practice, how do you get people to actually also begin to internalize what you and I are talking about?
Practice. You know, I come from a sports background, as you know, and I know that the commitment to consistent behaviors aligned with where you want to be or better in your life, that's called good behavior, and it creates good progress. The only outcomes that occur in life only require one judgment. Is it good behavior aligned with where I want to be, or is it bad behavior interfering with where I want to be? And so I don't look at the outcomes. I look at the progress. I look at my behaviors, and what we're committed to consistently will create 90% of the progress. The variant behavior is enjoyable, but it only results in about 10% of our progress. And so I try to teach people to practice having non-negotiables like our sleep, like health behaviors, good financial behaviors, family behaviors, mindset behaviors, faith behaviors. And so I help people and provide them my book for free. I send it, sign it, which, by the way, I'd love for your entire community. Anyone around the world would like my book, just email me. I'll sign it, send it to you. I'll pay for shipping in the U.S. I'll email an ebook or audiobook outside. David@dmeltzer.com is a good start to learn the practices to get you to where you want to be or better.
You know, one of the things that I love that you use the word non-negotiable, because I use that word when it comes to self-care. To me, you know, after suffering a burnout about 20 years ago that almost ended my life when I was a clinical psychologist in full practice, working like a maniac and so on, it was a great lesson. And when I came out of that, now I'm chronologically 20 years older than I was then, and I'm healthier physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. No joke. But because self-care is a non-negotiable. And people have, and to me, obviously, that's the first path to happiness, is like how well we take care of ourselves, right? And some people have pushed back. They're like, well, Ilya, isn't self-care selfish? I'm like, yes, and do more, double it. So some things are non-negotiable. You're totally right. And the other thing that I love about what you said is that, listen, in life, it doesn't matter what we know. What matters, what do we do with what we know? And are we doing it consistently? If you're listening to what David says, there's certain micro habits, atomic habits, whatever you want to call them. If we do them on a consistent basis, David and I guarantee you will find happiness in this lifetime. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. No greater words are spoken. And I think one of the themes of this interview, as you know, relates back to a story of my wife. When my wife saved my life and set me with my mom, my dad, and my best friend into a trajectory of a better behavior, surrounding myself with the right people and the right ideas, not believing the people who were bleeding me. But when I made everything back, I asked my wife, out of gratitude, what do you want? Anything in the world. You saved my life. Look at the life we lead today. But for you, I would be dead or alone. And she said to me, there's only one thing I want. I said, anything. What do you want? She said, you need to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you will not be able to achieve your goals. You won't be able to take care of others. And I know right now you're so concerned about taking care of everyone else. Take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually. And for me, over the last 12 years, since my wife has given me permission to take care of myself and financially, I myself am younger than I was even 20 years ago.
Exactly.
In the mindset, heartset, and handset. And I know many other people who take care of themselves as well. My non-negotiable is to start a minimum of 7 hours a day of sleep with a sleep coach to make sure, because I travel still 200 days a year. So I have a sleep coach, and then a minimum of an hour a day on my health. Non-negotiable. That means no matter what the circumstances of the day, that's first. Then I'll help my kids with their homework. Family comes next, after my sleep, after my health.
David, you use a word that's so dear to me, heart set. So, you know, everybody talks about having a winning mindset. And of course, mindset is important, but I'm with you. And I, heart set to me is the key. If you live your life in alignment with your heart, with your heart's desires, and you live and you lean into your purpose, and you are so clear, I think you and I are so clear about what the purpose is, you know, of this life, which is to leave this world better than we found it, to whatever degree that we can, right? A billion plus. I'm joining your movement, by the way. I say it publicly here so I can be held accountable if I don't. I'm all in. That's why I wanted to ask you. I needed to understand what that was. Our time is up, my friend. It's been such a pleasure. Any parting thoughts, three pearls of wisdom, sure. Like boom, 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 for our audience to live a happier, healthier, productive, and more connected life? What would they be?
Number one, be more interested than interesting. Let's learn to appreciate our differences. You are one in almost 8 billion. You are so unique, created by God. You are born in an omniscient, all-powerful being. Stop interfering with it. Be more interested than interesting. Two, be kind. Be kind to your future self. And three, do good deeds. There's nothing greater, more powerful than kindness in action. It's one people when people are kind. It's another when you put it into action, and by giving and doing good deeds, the world will change. So please utilize those three lessons. Reach out to me, david@dmeltzer.com. Be part of our neighborhood of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. We can change the world one person at a time. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate you. And I will tell you, I studied admiralty law in Greece, so I've been all over. My honeymoon was in Greece.
Oh, no
way.
My
favorite places in the world. Most people, when I'm in Greece, they think I'm Greek. And I try to pretend like I understand them, but there is no differences. Your heart and my heart are connected. You're doing beautiful work. Thank you so much for your platform.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you on the show. I just want to say one last thing about kindness. To me, kindness is love in action. That's it. Love in action. And really, with kindness, everybody wins. The giver, the receiver, collectively, you know, both. And then obviously the people that are watching and witnessing this, that are inspired then to perform acts of kindness and acts of love. And I'm not talking about random acts of kindness. I'm talking about mindful, conscious, deliberate, loving acts of service. That's it, my friend. Thank you so much. And I'm here to help. I'm on board. We'll talk offline. So thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Have
you
a
too.
Blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.